Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States and Russia have renewed efforts to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Geneva.
We have completed the vast majority of those technical discussions, which were primarily focused on making this cessation real and improving the level of humanitarian assistance, and thereby getting the parties to the table so we can have a serious negotiation about how to end this war.
Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa as part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and a siege that left the suburbs in ruins. A car bomb blast Friday in southeastern Turkey killed at least 11 police officers, wounded scores of others. Turkish authorities have vowed to retaliate. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the state-run news agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a listed terrorist organization believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the same region. The group has also taken responsibility for at least one police station attack. Somali security forces say they have ended a deadly siege at a beachfront restaurant in the capital, with at least 7 people dead, including 2 assailants. Al-Shabaab militants claiming responsibility. Al-Qaeda-linked group is waging a campaign to overthrow the Somali government. This is VOA News.